The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When I requested for a pool cleaner, I had no idea the company would send a drop-dead handsome stud to my residence. This was the first ever time such a sexy pool cleaner worked for me. I was laying a short distance away from the pool, my body warm under the intensity of the sunlight. I watched keenly as he worked with a vacuum cleaner, but the pool had none of my attention, and neither did the vacuum cleaner. I was staring at the sexy pool cleaner the whole time, my eyes roaming every inch of his body, from his firm ass to his strong arms. He was wearing a short-sleeved white shirt, so I could feast my eyes on the bulging muscles of his upper arms. My pussy started to grow warm and wet. I crossed my legs at the thighs and tried to squeeze the sensation away, but it only intensified, and then I felt my pussy juice sliding all the way down until it totally smeared my ass crack. The pool cleaner switched off the vacuum cleaner, and then he turned towards me. "I'm done." "Really?" I smirked. He nodded. I rose to my feet. "I will have to inspect the pool." I advanced towards the pool, my hips swaying with each step I took. I could feel his eyes all over me, caressing my bare skin. I was wearing a red bikini set, so the only thing in the way of nudity was the flimsy fabric. From the way the pool cleaner stared at me, I could tell he wished I was completely naked. "In due time," I thought with a smile. His body heat engulfed me as I walked past him and headed for the stairway to the pool. He heaved a breath just as I walked past him. My smile broadened. Yes, I knew he wanted to fuck me raw. That was the same effect I had on every man. They were never able to resist me, not even if they tried. This man was no exception. He looked young. If I had to guess, I'd say he was 5 to 8 years my junior. That was enough age gap to make me a MILF. But I didn't care. I just wanted to fuck him. I was a sucker for young cocks. I arrived at the last of the stairs, and then I stepped into the water. Just as soon as I stepped in, I sank to the bottom of the pool. My hands flailed wildly as I frantically tried to save myself from drowning. I tried to push my head back up to the surface of the water. Luck deserted me. The pool cleaner splashed into the pool. His arms encircled my waist. Then he quickly moved towards a wall to save me from fake drowning. I breathed hard and deep, my chest rising and falling against his broad chest. My back had barely met the wall when I wrapped my arms around his neck and pulled him in towards me. I kissed him so hard my lungs were empty in the split of a second. Holding him close, I swirled around so he had his back to the wall instead. And when I whirled around, my back was against his body, my hands on his hips. I leaned backward and caged his cock between my ass cheeks. He was hard enough to fuck my wet pussy. Perfect. I thought he would try to resist. I thought he would tell me this wasn't right, and then he'd ask me to stop. But he put up no such resistance. He seemed to want this even more than I did. He ran his hands along the sides of my body, and when he settled on my chest, he squeezed hard, making me heave a labored breath. When his hands suddenly fell away, I knew he was unzipping his pants. The next moment, I felt his hand on my bikini bottoms, undoing the lace. He placed his cock at my entrance, and then he thrust. A startled cry escaped me. The pool cleaner was huge. So huge that it literally seemed he was tearing me apart.
"Shh,"
he whispered. He flattened his palm to my back and slowly guided me forward until I was laying flat with my breasts submerged in water. Once I was right where he wanted me to be, I started to thrust in and out. His huge cock brought me a pleasure so intense, it almost morphed into pain. I parted my lips to let out a cry, but my voice barely made it out when water rushed into my mouth. I spat out the water and closed my mouth. While he kept fucking me, my throat ached with a much louder cry. I resorted to moaning and groaning. He kept fucking me, each thrust sending me to the throes of pleasure. I'd never been fucked in this position. It was particularly exhausting, so I didn't think I could hold on for much longer. He seemed to share my thoughts. He spun me around so I was facing a wall. I leaned against the wall, pushed myself up, and then I flattened my upper body against the floor. My ass stuck out towards him and started to gyrate around his cock. My gyrating ass brought him the most intense of pleasures. He cried out and spanked my ass with both hands. He kept spanking me, his cock drilling me harder, faster, deeper. No one had ever fucked me so good, so hard, so rough. He made me feel like a bitch, his bitch. I nibbled at my lower lip to suppress a cry. But his deep, long strikes forced a sound through my lips. I thrust my head back and cried out just in time to feel his body collapsing on mine. His deep, heavy breathing told me he had just flooded my pussy with his thick, creamy cum.